you very much for giving me the floor. I am coming from the Union for the Mediterranean. This is stand for. So the issue related raised by Mona Faqih from Lebanon, actually in April we had this usual meeting that we do, UFM Climate Week, where the issue of there were evidence and the reports are available on our website that in the MENA country there is lack of access of the MENA country to the Green Climate Fund due to different reasons. Among them is issue, because we should be fair, among them issues related to the internal governance issue, the focal point, the lack of intergovernmental coordination among different sectors. So there were a recommendation that we should engage both people from the water policy makers with the climate focal point, NDCs, and also DFA. There were issues related to enhancing the capacity development for the people who are preparing a project proposal from concept to implementation, considering the risk. And there were issues raised and highlighted the issue of accreditation. Not all government in the south of the Mediterranean are accredited to access these funds. So they have to look the right interlocutor in order to, as an example, the best case is the World Bank, to access the fund through one of the third party like EIB, World Bank, or UNDP, or whatsoever. So some of the accredited organizations, they are not doing very big projects, they are doing very small, and they should be mobilized in order to enhance the capacity building. And there were also recommendations, because many of the funds need also private sector mentality. The role of the private sector in the water sector should be identified clearly. So those are three elements that now I would like to raise, and they are available on our website and in the report about the climate finance and water financial strategy.